Yeah. I can't lie though, the fact that he reacted shows he's rattled.
Yeah, of course he's rattled.
It's not about rattled. Sometimes you've got to let a man know.
No, he's rattled.
You can't chat to me.
I know, but he's rattled.
The thing is,
it's not about rattled.
Because you know what it is? You've got a reaction out of him.
Exactly.
These men are on there performing. They're not supposed to be reacting to you. You've got him to take his focus off his team and react to you lot and chat shit to you lot and try to flex.
Yeah, do you know what it is?
But you're only seeing the flex. You're not seeing the fact that he's been drawn out by the fans.
He's crashing out. I hear that. But sometimes you have to.
14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Yeah, bro, my FPL team right now, Edison in goal, and he didn't even start today. Sweet. And then my backup is Martinez, and he got pumped for 4 today.
Okay.
I got Virgil at the back, though. I got Lucadinho. I got Gabriel at the back. Yeah, big header. Lucas. I got Saka on the right. Come on, FPL merchant. I got Mbeumo. A little cheeky Bruno Fernandes. I got you, kids, man. I got Bruno in there. I got Mitoma. He scored. I got Havertz. He scored. I got Jackson. He scored. And I got Raul Jimenez. I made him the captain, but I left it from last week, innit? No, sometimes you miss a week.
Wait, Raul Jimenez from Fulham? Fulham. Nah, you got to take that one out. Was that backup striker?
Do you know what it was? I had him in like 2-3 weeks ago. And then last week, or this game week, sorry, I just left it. I forgot to change it. I just forgot to change it.
That's the thing. You have to be on. Where's the deadline? 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Bro, do you know what done me? There was a Friday night game.
Oh, so the deadline's on the Friday. Like, I think deadline it's like, I think forward. It's like 6 p.m. or something, isn't it?
It's like 2 hours or an hour and a half before it starts, isn't it?
That's the killer, because you'll forget, because you might be outside.
Bro, so it got to Friday night, and I'm like, wait, what? Hold on, I can't change the thing. I'm looking at, bro, what? Brighton played.
So wait, was Jimenez starting or was he on the bench?
Let me check for that one.
But I can't lie, you got that free transfer, you need to take him out of your team.
Quickly, innit?
Yeah.
But you know what it is? Because I left it, I'll get 2 transfers next week.
Oh yeah, for real. But I'm trying to think, what striker could you put in there?
What striker would I put in there?
Yeah, maybe Isak?
Nah, not Isak.
Not Isak?
Nah, not Isak. Who's been scoring?
Solanke?
Like Wissa. Something like that. Because I ain't got them Haaland fans, man.
Yeah, Haaland's a myth.
Guys, I'm DJing today. Just in case you didn't know, man.
Let's go.
Bench podcast. Kids woke up. Kids perked up. Kids said, oh, we're starting for real now.
Yeah.
Because you ain't got FPL in it.
Yeah, annoying.
Shout out to FPL gang. We're still going with that league, man. Who's top of the league? Let me just shout out whoever's top of the league right now. Let me go on the bench podcast. League, it is... His team is Boom Sakalaka. Mirzatrox X.
His team is Boom Sakalaka.
Guy that's top of the league, innit? He's got 809 points, fam.
Well, big up him, innit?
Warm, fam.
Whatever that means.
What's his team? Quickly.
Shall I go for his team? I'll have a look through. Ryan, Gold, Gabriel, Van Hecker, Collins, Konsa, Saka, Captain, Mbeumo, Palmer, Salah, Solanke, Jackson, ISP.
Yeah, Jackson's actually everywhere. Not a bad shout still.
Shout out to you, my boy. You got a good balance in your team. Boom Sakalaka. I like that name as well. Bay Arsenal fan. Arsenal win the league. You think Arsenal going to win the league?
Please.
Wait. Let me finish the intro, man. It's your boy Charles. I'm on the ones and twos this evening. I hope everybody's having a good Saturday. I hope everybody's had a good Saturday.
Good spirits.
It'll probably be Monday night by the time this has come out. So I hope it's not raining still. Hope everyone's had a good Monday. Good first day at work.
Let's go.
You get home. You wait for the pod to drop, bing, 8 p.m. Got the story on the Insta. You can listen to the pod. Here we are, man. Kiz is here. Kiz is falling asleep because we started a little bit late. You all right, Kiz?
I'm good.
You with us, yeah?
Assalamu alaikum, people.
Someone get Kiz a Red Bull, man.
Assalamu alaikum, salam, man.
Hey.
Got Jengi with me.
Yo.
Jengi, what top is that?
Bayern Munich.
Who's on the back?
No one.
I hear it.
Just a Bayern jet. For summer, nice, man. Though. Summer. Nah, yeah, I appreciate it, man.
I hear it, man. I got my Arsenal on.
Retro thing.
Yeah, man. Kiz has got the funeral outfit.
I ain't gonna lie.
Kiz got the joggers on.
Yeah, you see them type of jackets, yeah?
Yeah.
They come back into fashion, like without the club. Looks like the normal, but that type of style of jacket, like.
Because
I don't know what they call it. Yeah, retro. Like,
I could wear this out.
Almost like an 80s thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming back into fashion. Still.
Honestly, that's my vibe, man.
Are you an 80s baby?
I'm at that type. I was born in the 90s, but
nah, you know what I mean? I'm that type
of. I like the retro vibe, man. That's kind of my vibe.
The retro thing is cool.
Yeah, Friday night football.
If you can pull it off, innit?
Did anyone see the game on Friday night?
Who played on Friday?
Brighton versus Southampton.
Oh, yeah, no.
No,
I know. I heard Dibbling is madness, though.
Tyler Dibbling. Yeah. We've been speaking about him.
Yeah, you have
to hail him up one more time, man. Another good performance.
Shout out Tyler Diblin.
Southampton managing to get a draw against Brighton. A little bit of an opportunity missed for Brighton, I'd say. They've been playing some good football this year, man.
Mm.
They're trying to look their way up the league. They're in fourth right now. They're above Man City.
Yeah, by a point, though.
They're above Man City.
Rah. Hey, Man City, turmoil.
Should we talk about that?
Yeah, let's.
Because apparently nobody watched the Brighton Southampton game. I watched it, though.
Tyler Diblin,
great.
The man are all singing sacked in the morning.
What, to a Pep?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It was jokes, though.
Respect. Respect.
It was jokes. So the man was cold because they were like, oh, like the whole Liverpool crowd going, sack, you're getting sacked
getting
in the
sacked
morning.
Getting sacked in the morning.
He turned to them and he went like this, six.
No way.
Like, I was like, you know, he was crazy as well. He won them six on their head top as well. I was like, wrong.
Yeah, he did as well.
On their head top as well.
Yeah. I can't lie, though. The fact that he reacted shows he's rattled.
Yeah, of course he's rattled.
It's not about rattled. Sometimes you got to let a man know.
No, he's rattled.
I know, but he's rattled.
The thing is,
it's not about rattled.
Because you know what it is? You've got a reaction out of him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these men are on there performing. They're not supposed to be reacting to you. You've got him to take his focus off his team and react to you lot and chat shit to you lot and try and flex.
Yeah, do you know what it is?
But you're only seeing, no, you're only seeing the flex. You're not seeing the fact that he's been drawn out by the fans.
He's crashing out. I hear that. But sometimes you have to. Because you know what it is? Do you know what it's about football?
Because his team couldn't. Fam.
In football, football's the only place, right, yeah? And even I'm a guilty of this.
Yeah.
Where men are just bare disrespectful. Man, forget who they're talking to.
It's true.
It's not the only sport.
But
it happens
in all sports.
No, but deeper. Liverpool have been cucks in the league for the longest time.
They've been watching
that City team take that trophy every single year.
I'm going to mark that first one down for you, kid. That's a first. That's number one. Listen, look. It's early in the game, all right?
Yeah.
Fraud watch.
It's early.
It's an early one.
Suspect watch.
You're on the ref's radar now.
Suspect watch.
You're going in the book, fam. That's an early.
Caution. Just going there. Caution.
That's a high challenge, you know.
High challenge.
That's knee high.
It happens.
What made you even come out? Yo, hey, man,
that's what Liverpool are.
Behind closed doors,
they're watching. They watched.
Yeah.
City take that title every single year.
Not every single year, because
the last 2 years.
No, but they got theirs and
they got one out of five.
And they beat them in cups as well.
One out of cups.
Yeah, bro, they've taken trophies off City.
Liverpool have taken.
The picture that you're painting is that City are just this god that has never been beaten and Liverpool always second to
six
them. But the reality of the situation is they've won a league, they've won cups, they've knocked them out in cups, Champions League, FA Cup, they've taken trophies. Off them on the way. It's not like they've just been like just perennially like just losing everywhere. Anytime they buck them, they've never won a trophy. Like they've done their thing. Mm. Let's give them some respect.
It's the Prem. Six. Seven
they've
is,
won one.
Seven is one. One.
They've won
that's
one.
That's not good enough. One is good.
Bro,
not good enough.
I'm an Arsenal fan. I would kill for one right now.
Yeah, for real.
Good for you, man.
I would kill for one right now.
That's not good enough. One is not good enough.
It's you hear it, bro? Because it's weighted, bro. It's unfair, man.
You know, City are a different machine.
State back.
In 7 years, if they had at least won three, I'd be like, calm.
Yeah.
They put up a fight.
But it's one. It's like Munich and thing though. Munich and Dortmund. Munich. I don't know how many times Munich won Bundesliga.
You can still acknowledge that they're a great team.
That's my point. But my point is, they have to remember their place in this. Yeah. And that's what Pep was doing.
How many have Man United won?
Yeah, but I'm not here saying.
Can we talk about the game then?
Yeah, I'm not here telling you that your Pep's like.
I see your agenda, Kiz. Can we focus on the game?
Yeah, I forgot who they are.
Let's focus on the game. Please,
that's a Liverpool
Kiz.
Again.
You ready, yeah? Kiz got a lot of stuff he wants to get off his chest. He ain't been here in a while, innit? Let's talk about the game. How did the game go for you guys? How did you see the game? Everybody saw it, right?
Yeah.
You saw this one instead of the Brighton one. Anyone want to take the lead on this? How you feel about this one? Jengi, talk to me. How you feel the game went?
Kind of like, first off, Liverpool were moving to Man City still.
For a good half an hour, innit?
Yeah.
Putting it on there.
Second half, kind of dynamic kind of change. But that's how football, man. It's a game of both halves, innit? So, but Liverpool, I feel like Liverpool should have ended that match 4-0. I can't even lie.
Yeah, they worked.
First half an hour, it should have been done, innit?
Yeah.
It should have been 2-3-0. They should have been clear, but they allowed...
Should have been like the Arsenal game.
Yeah, literally. You know what I'm saying? But they allowed Man City to get some kind of hold in the game. Maybe not the whole situation, but a hold in the game and try and respond and try and take points off them.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what now for City, though? Like, because if you think about it, like, they've not played well at all.
In a long time, man.
So, like, when do we see, like, arguably, like, I'm thinking, Rio, do they have to then get a DM in to, like, have some sort of motion? Are we going to see them between now and the windows to continue to drop points? And they're fifth right now as well, isn't it?
They're fifth right now. That is crazy. They're joint with Brighton on 23 points, 2 points off Arsenal and Chelsea. So it's not madness.
Too bad,
but it's not a good situation.
It's an unusual position to see Man City.
100%.
Very unusual.
Like I said, they haven't won in six games now.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I can't lie. They're not winning the league. They're not winning. I think the league's done still.
Shout out Cody Gakpo scoring in the midweek against Real Madrid, scoring the first goal after 12 minutes here against Manchester City.
Do you know what though?
Rating that form, Liverpool need that to win the title, not just Salah.
Do you know what I think is alarming though? I think it's what happened midweek. They collapsed midweek. More so than this because
The Feyenoord game, innit?
Well, yeah, man. They dropped, what, 3 goals and 1 half. I'm thinking they just look.
I was talking about Liverpool, to be fair. Just now. Because you just changed the conversation, kid.
Yeah,
I was just talking about, I was giving Gakpo praise and you went, yeah, City, so fine. Wait, hold on, kids. I let you go. We'll start with Liverpool, man. They won the game.
It's hot, bro.
They're topping it. Bro, he's shivering.
Nah, it's hot still. It's hot.
Jengi, man. Talk to me.
What about Liverpool? Gakpo. No, like, Gakpo's coming of age.
Gakpo and Sterling.
He's showing me, like, how he used to play. How he plays for Netherlands is what I'm seeing in Liverpool right now. Confidence, more confidence, taking shots. You know, like as a player, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, when you get a chance and then you just take a shot. Like, I'm seeing him do more of that. So he's like, oh, you know what? I don't care. If I miss, I miss. I think he's coming of age, man.
I got a question for you boys.
I thought it was meaty.
You think? Who? Gakpo?
Gakpo.
What?
No, I wouldn't say meaty.
I think Salah was hot today. I was like,
Gakpo was hot as well.
He
was in a rap. No, but he was in a rap. Yeah, bro, for the penny, hard, for the penny, he was in a rap place to get the ball, intercept it, and then pay the passes to Diaz.
Thing today.
I don't see it.
Swear.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Nah, Gakpo was warm today still.
I think it was all right.
Guys, I got a question for you. I thought about it. I talked about this with Kizza off camera just before recording, and I want to pose it as a question to the group. Is Mo Salah early shout for Ballon d'Or this year? Or for the next Ballon d'Or? Because I can't lie, the way that he's moving, 11 goals, 7 assists.
I
got Liverpool 9 points clear. Got Liverpool top of the Champions League as well. Relentless with his goals.
Are they top of the Champions League? Yeah?
Top of the Champions League as well.
Yeah, I can't lie. If he continues and Liverpool end up to win the league, maybe do okay in Champions League. Obviously, Champions League, I don't know what's going to happen. But if they end up winning the league, continues his game with the goals and assists. Yeah, I can't lie.
He's got a legit shot.
Solid.
Yeah, I'm thinking even in the way that the Ballon d'Or's going now, like, there's no need for...
There's no front runner anymore, innit?
Like, there's no need for aura, like, to win it. Like, before, yeah, it, like, before it was aura.
No, you're right.
It's just now whoever, like, is, like, deemed statistically the best player. So I think, I think Salah can win it.
You don't think Salah has aura?
He don't have aura, nah.
What?
Yes, Salah don't have aura. He's a very good player. He don't have no aura.
He does, man.
You don't have aura.
He does.
You don't have aura.
Wait, what is aura going? Okay, what's aura for you?
Aura is when the player himself seems bigger than the game.
So you say someone like Van Dijk has got aura?
Yeah. Bimmer too.
Yeah, Van Dijk.
Van Dijk,
and
bro.
Salah has got aura as well.
I think Salah's just the top player.
Crazy.
Like world class, best in the world in his position, but he's not like aura. You know what I'm saying?
He is, bro.
He's got aura.
Shall I tell you why?
Like, man, like CR7, he had aura. Yeah.
But
that's Ronaldo.
That's what
of
I'm
course.
Saying.
Shall I tell you how I see it, right? Is when you play against a certain team and they're a big team, who's the first person you think about?
I thought Van Dijk.
Liverpool? What?
Yeah.
You think about Van Dijk before
Come
you
on,
think
man.
About
Get
Salah
out of here, man.
When you play Liverpool.
Yes.
And you're Man United.
Salah.
Yeah, I'm like, we're not
Say
scoring against
no
that
Say
guy.
No more. Okay. Okay.
Listen, Man City were scared of Salah, bro. They were like, what?
A goal and an assist today.
That's what I'm saying. No aura, you know. Fact.
He's got no aura, fam.
The penalty, considering the fact that he missed the penalty in midweek against Real Madrid, to go and slot that one, put it right in the corner, big pressure situation, these boys 9 points clear.
He's a fantastic player.
It's big stuff.
But no aura.
Yeah, no aura.
Crazy.
Say no more.
That's Benz crazy. Had aura.
Yeah, Benzema had aura, yeah, come on.
But that, I don't know, man. It's...
I was going to...
Vinny.
Yeah, nah.
Vinny got aura.
Not really, no.
Okay, I wanted to see what you were going to say.
Yeah,
I wanted to see what
Vinny
you were going to say.
Vinny ain't got aura either,
nah. Vinny has not got aura. But Bellingham's got aura, though.
Oof. Final Bellingham. Question, guys.
Yeah, low-key. Even though I'm a hater, yeah, he does. I'm a hater on him, but he's got aura.
Final question after this top of the league game that was pretty safe for Liverpool in the end. Would you say that they're front runners for this?
Front runners, they're done. It's done.
Oh, it's done.
No, chill.
You think the league's done?
It's done.
After. Why do you think it's done?
They're what? They're 9 points clear. They've basically played. They've played us. They've played you, and they've played City. What would technically be their three and Chelsea? They played. That was all right.
Mm-hmm.
So they've played what would be their four hardest games, and they've come out. I think you're the only one that took points off them, right?
Draw. Should have beat them.
Yeah.
Should've
so beat them. They really. So that was away as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they've come out what you would say is unscathed, really and truly.
Right, fair enough.
And I think like that's a statement. And then 9 points clear right now, I don't see them losing.
So you're saying that there's 25 games that don't matter?
No, of course they matter, but I feel like they have to lose four. You have to then win four more than they lose in it.
Mm.
I don't see that.
I personally think that a big thing being made about playing all the big teams and coming out of them relatively unscathed.
It's the early, other teams that's important.
It gives you the illusion that, like, it's like you're home and host, like you're in the clear because you've done all the big teams. It could be a Crystal Palace.
It's true.
Remember in, what was it? Was it 11-12? That tripped them up, that drew with them 3-3. It could be a Crystal Palace away.
No, for real.
It could be anybody. All they need is one dodgy result, one little bump in the road.
Mm-hmm. 6 points, then after the 6 points.
I can't
points.
Imagine it being smooth sailing, but I'd say, yeah, right now it's looking like they might get over the line first.
Yeah, for real.
But that's just kind of how it looks early doors, isn't it?
Listen.
To say it's done, personally, I think it's a bit...
We'll see them in the season.
I think it's too soon as well. I'm not going to lie, like, obviously, they're front runners, but I don't think we can call it straight away. Like, still a long season to go.
That's a bold
anything
call,
can happen. Yeah. Anything can happen as well.
I was hoping it wouldn't be 20, but... I've now come to terms with, they're getting 20.
Bold call.
20 what? 20 wins?
Titles.
Oh, 20 titles. Oh.
Yeah.
Chelsea feel like they're in a title race.
Don't think they have enough.
Low-key,
Chelsea as well. Low-key,
level on points of Arsenal right now.
Yeah, but
Chelsea beat Aston Villa 3-0 today. You guys see that game?
Pumped them.
But they're in phase one.
Doesn't mean they can't be in a title.
Nice.
We done it early as well. Arsenal probably done it the year before. That last year was probably the year it was like, yo, now you lot go for the title. The year that we actually went for it the first time, no one expected that. Everybody thought, maybe Arsenal get top four. We ended up in a title race, bro.
Yeah, but they're not playing as well as you were that year.
They beat Aston Villa 3-0 today.
Yeah, but we're talking about Aston Villa.
They didn't lose to us.
We're going to get on to Villa in a second, but like, we're talking...
They didn't lose
to
us.
With Villa, we even think that guy might be getting sacked.
They didn't lose to you guys.
let's not...
They beat Newcastle.
Emery's getting the hell out of it.
They beat Brighton.
Bro, when we played them, we are meaty. We were even more meaty when we played
them.
They
got Cole Palmer,
Jackson. And they did not move me at all.
No, but I can't like Chelsea, though.
Did you watch the game today?
I didn't watch the game today, no.
Chelsea.
Jengi.
Yeah, I kind of like Chelsea. They're warming. They're warming.
Let me know, man. They're warming.
Like, low key, like we said, low key, they could be in the tie race. But I'm not saying, but I won't say, Chelsea in the tie race, but they're creeping.
I think top four, probably.
I think top four.
I personally
as well.
Think top four, but yeah, have to give them some praise today, man. Obviously, Nicholas Jackson and Enzo Fernandez, I think that's 2-2 for him now. I think he scored in midweek.
I saw the Palmer.
Or did he score in the last game?
Palmer.
The Palmer goal was lit.
Rate that goal, yeah?
Yeah, it's a good goal still. It's a baller, man.
You know, funny enough, I don't feel like he did a whole lot.
That game, yeah, you're right. He didn't.
I felt like he was on the peripheral just a little bit too much for my liking. But I guess it's a testament to Chelsea and the whole team around him getting better.
You see players like
Caicedo that are like... I rate Caicedo a bit more. Like, he's grown into the Chelsea shirt a little bit more. A bit more mature of his performances. Got Lavia there in the middle. Got Enzo Fernandez scoring goals. You got Neto. He scored that one against Arsenal. Like, he's looking confident. He's on the right. I feel like he should be the one playing on the right.
Mm.
Maybe instead of Madueke, maybe they need to swap for a little bit. And Jackson's up top. I don't know how he's doing it. I'm still not.
Yeah, because, bro, I was watching, bro, there was sometimes in the game
convinced
today,
by him.
Bro, the way he was playing, I said, this guy is not a striker, fam.
But he's on form, man. He's getting on the end of things,
and
they're going in. Pause. But, you know, with him and Palmer.
It's working.
It's a good 1-2 punch. It might be the best 1-2 punch in the league.
Whoa. I don't know about that one, you know.
They're third in the league right now. Arsenal, what would you say their 1-2 punch is? Is it Saka or Odegaard?
Yeah, Saka and Odegaard.
What about Liverpool?
Salah
and
Salah or bust, bro.
Nah, for real. Just Salah,
Nunes
bro.
Sometimes as well, and Nunes. Might be an unorthodox punch, but
best what you are, a mad haymaker. Marcus Maidana team. Wild throws. Okay. Look, how about this, right? Top three,
what?
1-2 punches. Give me your 1-2 and your 3. Salah and Nunes.
That's my number one.
Saka, Odegaard,
that has
and
to
Palmer
be
Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would your order be?
The way you said it.
What about Solanke and Madison?
Yeah, get rid of that. What you meant just said. I don't know why you went there.
I saw 2 games, I got guessed.
But would that be, so that would be your three. So you think Salah and Nunes is the best 1-2 punch?
At the moment, yeah.
No, I'm saying Saka and Odegaard still.
Because I think it's more about
I think it's more about
Salah. Because if it was Salah and if Salah had a partner at Liverpool right now that was doing the mad thing like he is, because they're all kind of chipping in small, yeah. But he's off.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's got the haymaker.
Do you understand? So Saka and Odegaard are a bit more matching the way that they're mashing work.
Yeah.
And Palmer and Jackson are scoring goals, bro.
Either way, listen, look, if you get knocked out by the first punch and the second one's not needed, is it?
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. One weapon in the army, I hear it. Jengi, who's your top three?
Yeah, I can't lie. Just quickly. Just thinking about it now, it probably have to be Palmer and Jackson and then Saka, Odegaard, Salah and Finn.
I hear that, bro. Guys, there's another question that I want to pose. Are people starting to realise that it wasn't just Arsenal being sensitive? Because Emery ain't won a game in 8 now.
Ooh.
Raw.
8 games, no victory.
Struggling.
Villa are 12th.
Whoa.
Oh, they're below us?
I'm just going to put a question out there.
Villa are 12th.
We don't have to expand on it right now. You guys are ready to come back to that conversation, let me know.
I think January, he might be looking in trouble.
If they continue, innit?
Because I think what they'll do is, because he got top four, they'll give him that grace of, all right, you can work your way out of this. But then if it's like, all right, they've just got that taste of Champions League money.
Yeah, for real.
You know what it's like when you first get money? It's like, wow, you like this feeling a lot.
Because you promised me, yeah, if that happens in Jan.
Yeah, like sometimes like...
This
you,
is good.
Yeah, this is the good life.
This is good, man.
This is a good life.
Finally,
anyway.
Yeah.
If that happens in Jan, because me and you, two man reaction to that.
Oh, what beautiful.
Hear it.
So you're calling it, yeah, go on. I'm saying
if it gets to Jan
and it's like this
and it's still like this, serious. It's getting techie for him, yeah.
You know, and then maybe listen, like I said, I'm putting a question out there. When you lot are ready to have that conversation about Emery with an Arsenal fan, we can come. You know what I mean? Like we can reason.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Man United?
Fine, why not?
Not yet. We'll talk about Tottenham and Fulham because we'll just close that one up quickly. Tottenham.
Your boy Solanke, yeah.
Jekyll and Hyde, bro.
Hey.
Jekyll and Hyde settings for Tottenham, 1-1 against Fulham today.
I don't even know what I think he does.
It's animating.
Some animating, yeah.
Brennan Johnson and Tom Kearney would have got. Did you see Tom Kearney's goal?
Yeah, yeah.
That might be goal of the weekend for me, you know. The way he just whipped it with the left foot.
But then he let his team down.
Yeah, true. He whipped it like, you see Calafiori done against Man City? Whipped it like that with the left foot. Yeah, it was hard. It was hard. Side netting. It was lit. Fulham 10th. Tottenham 7th. Below Nottingham Forest.
Whoa. What's Nottingham Forest doing up there?
Nottingham Forest are
team, you know.
At one point they were third. And then they got spanked by Arsenal and who they
got the who they got like they got the Elanga
Newcastle.
They beat Liverpool, innit? Anfield.
Callum Hudson.
They beat them September time.
Yeah, bro.
But they just lost to Newcastle and Arsenal.
We got you next game, innit? We got them. I'm low-key worried about that as well.
Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Be very afraid, man. Tottenham, Jekyll and Hyde. Is Big Ange's job under question this season or next season?
Nah, I don't think this season, nah. Maybe next season.
He did make that promise that he wins stuff in
the season. Do you know what it is about Spurs that annoys me?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he did.
Spurs are the original people who forget who they are.
Yeah, for real.
That man think that they should be up there. Above. Be happy, man.
Classist kids.
Sometimes just enjoy where you are in life, innit?
Nah, for real.
Not every day you compare yourself to like
Arsenal,
to like real winners. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, above. What are you doing?
The history of the Tottenham.
Like, just be happy you're involved with the conversation.
They have to have ambition, innit? Come on, man. If there's a valuable lesson that you should learn in life, is have some ambition.
If that's the truth.
You might not achieve it. You might not have the facilities and the faculties and the...
If you had, if you,
you understand?
If Tottenham's fans wanted ambition, they wouldn't support that club right now.
I hear
okay?
it.
That is the history of Tottenham, is history, to not have ambition.
The history of the Tottenham.
The Tottenham, we all know, they're supposed to play good football and then bottle at the end.
They're trying to be nice, and it's just Spursy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is what it is. Man United, 4, Everton, Kai. 0.
God bless.
At Old Trafford.
God bless.
You know the, you know the XG for Man United is 0.7, even though they scored 4 goals.
Yeah.
How does XG work?
I don't even know what that is.
Is it broken?
No, it's because we score from weird angles.
What the hell is XG?
So basically, it's like they calculate each chance how they expect it to go in. So it's like, for example, if they play a ball across the 6-yard box and no one touches it, the XG for that is high because they're expecting that to be a goal.
But
if you pick the ball up from 30 yards out and slap it top bins, the XG is low because you're not supposed to score from 35 yards out.
Cool. So that's how they calculate. Something for the people tactical at uni. The people at uni that are studying accounting and science and, you know. Yeah.
So like Liverpool today, like they had like a high XG because they created a lot of like crazy chances.
Okay.
And clear-cut ones. I think they measure that as well. There's all kind of stuff going on. But look, XG or not, Man United won 4-0, innit? How you feeling about that performance? How you feeling about the new shape? Ruben Amorim's first home game in charge of Man United, the Reds, the tricky Reds.
I'm liking the formation. I'm liking what he's trying to do.
3-4-3
thing. 3-4-3, yeah.
It's good. There's that. I also want to say God bless white women. God bless white women. Because they got their Rashford.
Expand.
They got Rashford moving crazy.
I'll let him.
They got Rashford moving crazy.
You know what he's actually trying to show love now.
Who's got a yellow card?
He's trying to show love right now.
But,
so I might let him.
Play on. Listen, that Grace thing, you're doing wonders.
You're
doing wonders because Rashford. You know when back in school when teams to watch you play, you had to like show out. That's what he's doing right now, bro. That's what he's doing right now.
So he's saying she was watching him today.
She's watching him, and he was sourcing. But that being said, I think Amad Diallo was the best player on the pitch.
Aye.
Serious baller.
I hope he gets his shine. You know.
If he starts learning how to score goals, problems.
But the only thing I would say,
he can score goals as well, though.
Yeah, he's a baller, fam. But I would say that United fans don't get too excited, though. There are still a lot of, like, you know, kinks in this game. That we have to, like...
Wait, Broski, what did you just say?
They're like...
Hey, yo, nah, yellow... hey, yellow card.
Nah, that's a word.
Bro, you know what them ones where, like, you see the challenge, yeah? And the ref walks and he does that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what do you expect me to do, bro? Like, just hold this, man.
Yellow card,
man.
Yo.
Yeah, in the armour and whatnot.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say. Like,
I know the saying.
I recognise the saying.
It was a strong challenge, though. You was already on a warning. Already.
I know. Because my earlier challenge, it looks worse than
but
it was.
Proceed.
So, like, I think with the midfield as well, the pairing, no matter what pairing's in there, it doesn't seem to be smooth sailing.
Yeah.
So it's one of them ones where I'm like, I think Arsenal are going to beat us.
Got Arsenal next. It's a good test to see where you're at.
Because Everton had a lot of chances because, like I said, like it's not like smooth sailing right now. So I still expect those chances to happen for Arsenal, and Arsenal are a better team, so they're going to take them.
Everton had 8 attempts.
Yeah.
This is lowly Everton.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
At Old Trafford, they had 8 attempts. Man United had 11.
It's the way that those attempts would happen. It wouldn't be like they cut through us. It's like
mistakes in build-up.
We've passed the ball like with not enough weight on it, or we've not beat the press. It's things like that.
Arsenal can press well
what I'm saying. Because I'm seeing Amorim, he's adamant, which I'm happy about. It's his way or the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
So like these men are making mistakes and he's calm with it because he's like, yo, I'm expected to make mistakes.
He's gonna need windows to clear what he wants to clear and get.
So it's one of those ones where
him.
Like I'm happy with what I'm seeing, but I'm not like deluded. Like, I know it's gonna get worse before it gets better.
Xerxes scored 2 goals though.
Yeah.
And Rashford
scored
2
goals.
As well,
you know?
Yeah, man, like little Zerk.
Finishes.
And Bruno Fernandes has got a goal in him. Diallo's got a goal in him. I can see problems on Wednesday if we're gonna preview that one because this game was pretty foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
Shout out Xerxes and Rashford. But I can see where Man United might cause us problems on Wednesday, I won't lie to you.
Mm. Hopefully there's Zinchenko.
If it becomes a shootout. Nah, Zinchenko ain't playing. Forget that one. You might see him in the 85th minute, when it's lock off.
Yeah.
There's no Mainu and there's no Martinez for them games. They picked up yellow cards in this game, so they're suspended.
The Mainu thing might be coming more handy because I told you before we're gonna probably play Casemiro, Ugarte. It's probably the plan from the get go.
You see when everybody's fit. where does Mainu play? Did you get back into the straight?
Yeah.
You still happy with that, yeah?
Bro, today he was up in midfield, he was our best player.
So normal.
Thing is, he needs someone next to him.
So he'll start next to who? What? Ugarte?
Yeah. But I would prefer to see Mainu in the 10. But right now,
that's Rashford and Bruno, fam. Today it was.
But I'm saying that, like, he's better than them in the 10, 100%.
Who do you think is more likely to score a goal?
Bruno.
Or Rashford and Mainu.
Oh, Rashford.
Who's more likely to create a goal out of Bruno and Mainu?
Damn. Yeah, man.
We don't play
it's
like
tough
that.
Tough situation. And they're seniors as well. It's tough.
But we don't play like that. That's the thing.
Well, you're doing new stuff now. No.
What I'm saying is that a lot of the time they're asked to keep the ball. When you watch how we play, Ruben is angry when they always try and go forward. He's telling them like, yo, like this, like stop it, calm down. In that scenario, when you're calm down, Mainu's clear of both of them.
Yeah.
When we had Mount play midweek, I know it was a midweek, the team wasn't good, but the fact that he was keeping it simple and he was passing it around the corner.
His mood looks like it improved a little bit.
Yeah. It completely changed the way that we attacked that game. And I know that game we won 3-2, but we battered them.
You still have the unpredictability of this manager just coming in. I couldn't guess who's going to play
on
Wednesday now as well, so there could be that.
My point to say that is that with everyone that's playing in the 10 now, no one in the 10, bar Mount, has been like standouts in the 10. They've all been like, all right, they've done their job, but like, it's kind of like Garnacho's been awful in the 10.
Bruno's been doing bits.
When he plays deeper.
All right.
He pumps to pick the ball up deeper to do it. When he's playing in that specific area, it's not bad, but it's not like, wow, it's moving me. You know what I'm trying to say?
I think Bruno's such a throwback player, you know. He's a real throw. He's not doing it like everybody wants to do it now, like with ultimate control and take care of and ultimate technique and like don't ever lose the ball. Like he's out here rolling the dice, taking risks, you know.
I'll be real.
It's a real throwback player, you know. I've deeped it. He's very, very Marmite, fam. You either love him or hate him, for real.
United, let's say all things go swimmingly, they're probably, 2 years from challenging, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's still going to be a major player in 2 years.
He'll be 32 by then.
And the way that this
you might try to
play,
phase him out, yeah, maybe.
It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they will force him out. Because he's going to want people who are like obviously just a lot more fitter.
How long has he got on his contract? 2027. Did he just sign a new team recently? Locked down.
No, but then like I'm saying, in 2 years you can still get money for him.
Yeah, decent price still. Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, you know, Saudi might be calling.
Oh yeah, for real, Saudi. Yeah.
Are Everton going down? Last one.
Oh yeah, that Brentford deal is going
to
be beautiful. Man.
They're 15th, to be fair. Like there's teams.
Everton's
not
allowed to go down, man. Come on.
Yeah, they got a new stadium coming as well.
Yeah, they're not allowed, man. They're not allowed to go down.
If they premier it in the Championship.
Who is playing on Saturday, man? Arsenal played on Saturday. Did you see that? See that?
Yeah, real talk though. We got to do something about these corners.
No, you don't.
Hey,
listen. Do you know what's so crazy? Yeah. When I was watching it, I was like, I was just watching Gabriel, the movement and everything. Hey, it's crazy.
It's peak,
bro.
Man.
It's actually, it's got to a point where like Arsenal at corners now, threat.
No, Bimenting, it's a penalty.
Threat.
Also, I want to say one thing. That's one of the worst celebrations I've seen in my life.
The one of the, what, Gabriel?
Yeah, I'm like, bruh. Someone said that he's trying to see how many Premier League titles Arteta's won.
Should I tell you how you know that's hate? Look at him. Because if it was Gyökeres now, what a cold celebration.
But it's different though. It's different. Because it's round the mouth doing the Bane thing.
All right, cool.
I don't know what Gabriel is doing it wrong.
Yeah, Batman thing over the eyes.
Someone said like, yo, it's
yeah, someone told him.
It's not that he's doing it wrong because he's definitely seen it and he knows what it is. But he's gone, nah, F that, I'm going to take it and just, I'm just going to troll with it. He's trolling with it. He's trolling with it. He went and crashed it on his yard midweek, went and crashed it on him, done it again today. He's coming like John Terry. He's coming like Sergio Ramos from them corners, He's coming like that, man.
It's all my point.
That kind of threat.
You're taking it too far, man.
Bro, you're the one sitting here saying, them things are like pens, bro. Why are they like
did
pens?
I say the words?
Bro, you just said it, bro.
Everybody says it.
Does everybody not say it?
I said it's too much. It's too much.
Okay, it's too much. It comes like pet. Like you're saying, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
I just said it's too much.
But you're giving the same overwhelming, inevitable sensation about it.
Yeah, we got to do something about it.
Okay. That's the conceding that, you know what I mean? Listen, it weren't just set pieces. Like, you see the second goal?
Mm.
Arsenal are cooking again, man.
Yeah,
Odegaard's back now. It's funny how like 3 weeks ago, Arsenal was so boring and it's dinosaur and oh my God, Stoke FC. And then one little Odegaard comes back and look how we're cooking again.
Aura.
fours like and you, fives.
Like you like to say, Odegaard ain't got aura.
Nah,
he's Saka
big
aura.
Hater.
Nah, he don't.
Big hater.
Saka ain't got aura.
I like how Saka as well. He don't have aura. Only a couple of men have aura.
Okay. Arsenal
actually. Saliba got aura.
Saliba's
got aura. Yeah, that's about it for your team.
Not Odegaard, yeah.
Nah. Aura pod, you know. Havertz is sneaky good. I like Havertz, man. He's sneaky good, man. That's the best way I can describe it. Like his abilities and whatnot is very, very subtle. Mm. It's not loud what he does, but it's subtle. Like, he's got tech. He's got a good touch. He's got energy. He's in the goals. You get him in the right positions. He's doing his thing. He's got poise. He's got calm. Sneaky good, bro.
Do you reckon he's good enough to take you, you know, where you need to go?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so. Fam, I backed him this year. I said he's going to get at least 15 goals in the league this year.
How many is he on?
He's on 6.
You think he can win your league?
We could win the league.
No, I'm saying, do you think he could win your league?
He could.
Havertz winning Arsenal league.
It's only because of the bad start, man. If we had a good start and if we had Odegaard the whole time, like, we'd be right there with Liverpool. Let's not lie. We probably would have beat them at the Emirates as well. No, we're not, because of certain situations, but that's not because Hazard is not doing... Havertz is not doing what he's supposed to be doing. That's just because we've got areas...
Yeah.
At the pitch elsewhere that are getting affected and it's bringing down our whole performance. But if we had the whole squad there, I said, all comps, Havertz is getting 15 to 20 this year. I'm pretty sure he's close to 10. He's got one in the League Cup. He's got a couple in the Champions League. It's already like close to 10. We need like 5-10 more. That's what I think he can do for us anyways. And we'll score goals elsewhere, man. We've got Saka, Trossard, these man scoring goals, blood. Odegaard back.
I wish you luck.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Oh, Timber's changing my mind, but he ain't going to score no goals. Timber's cold, though. Timber's amazing, man. Coming off that ACL as well. Imagine he had no ACL.
Mm.
Yeah. Mad man.
What, you're saying if you would have won the league if you had that?
But
could turns out you didn't.
Injury gods, man. It is what it is. Brentford beat Leicester 4-1. Brentford are warm, man. Yes. I think they're the best team statistically in the league this year at home. It?
Like I was gonna say, hold on.
Yeah, their home record is record is top still. Hold on. Yep. Brentford, 7 games, 19 points, 22 goals. Liverpool second, 7 games, 18 points. Arsenal third, 6 games, 14 points. Hopefully 17 by Wednesday.
Brentwood,
that's East, fam. Brentwood is like Essex way, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is Brentford, fam.
Middle in Brentwood.
It's Westworth.
Middlesex, isn't it?
No.
Bro, Brentwood is in Middlesex, no?
Brentwood is like Essex way, no? Brentwood.
I'm sure Brentwood is Middlesex, bro. They're
Brent Cross.
Nah, not Brent Cross. Hey, we need to VAR that one still. I'm sure Brentwood is in Middlesex.
Whilst we're figuring that out. Crystal Palace 1, Newcastle 1. Man. Newcastle,
do
anyone?
Do the giggles.
Where are they in the table?
You want to know where Newcastle are?
Yeah.
Newcastle are...
Essex.
11.
Then Essex, yeah?
I told you it's Essex, where?
This might be the where in Essex? Bye-bye.
Newcastle are 11th.
Brentwood. Oh, wait. Brentwood is in Essex. I thought you said Brentford. Brentford is in Middlesex, though, isn't it?
Jengi?
Yeah, it's a long
turn
day.
Turn around,
yeah,
let me see the name on the back.
But there's no one there.
Yeah, listen, what's all this careless play? Yellow card. Newcastle are 11th. Is Eddie Howe in trouble?
If they have any ambition, then he is, yeah.
Because I thought Newcastle was supposed to be good. They had all this money back. They bought Tonali, they bought Isak.
Second year running now.
Spending money, Bruno Guimaraes. They finished fourth that year. They was playing all AC Milan and all them teams.
And now,
Dortmund.
And now it's what? Like last year they finished...
They're not even in Europa.
Or conference.
They're 11th right now. Or conference. Only Chelsea. They're 11th right now.
Well, yeah.
It's looking dark for a lot of managers, man.
I think, yeah. He's another one that I think in Jan they'll take.
Who's going to go first? Off feeling. Who's going to go first?
I think...
The Newcastle manager or the Villa manager?
I think the Newcastle manager, because it's... The downfall's been longer.
Okay.
I'm saying...
Newcastle or Villa?
Villa.
T, what do you think? Newcastle or Villa? Emery or Howe?
None of them.
Too early for both.
Too early?
Yeah, for both.
Fam, the Leicester manager got sacked.
For real.
Ten Hag.
Van Nistelrooy in, straight away.
Mm.
4-1 though.
He's not played yet.
Nottingham Forest beat Ipswich 1-0. Chris Wood, I think he scored 24 goals now.
Damn.
For Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. Striker. I think he's their top scorer in Premier League history. Chris Target Wood with 24. Striker. Let me see if I can get it up now, because I'm going to ask you lot a little question. Hold on. Let me get my information up. Anyone want to talk about Nottingham Forest? You want to talk about Chris Wood? Will you take him at Man United?
Nope. No.
You want to take him at Man United?
Chris Wood at Man United.
Holy I like how Jengi answered for you.
I even asked, yeah, I had to answer for him.
Chris Wood, no. We got Hoyland fan. Hoyland Zerski. Man of Lil Zerk.
You better stay at that club, bro.
Oh, wait, you feel confident about Zerski in that now? Hoyland in that now?
Oh, Hoyland.
I know, Hoyland, yeah, you've been...
Yeah, Zerski, I think, yeah, there's a place for him.
Bournemouth, guys. Bournemouth beat Wolves 4-2. Last game of the Premier League roundup.
That game, bro.
A hat-trick of penalties for Justin Kluivert.
Wolves are, yeah, they're in big
trouble.
Some
guy in there, I don't know if you saw it.
A goal for Kerkez as well.
Took off his top.
No, it's not his top and bottoms.
to try and distract
he was
him.
In wide front.
That guy's an idiot.
I seen that on Match of the Day. He was in wide front, isn't it?
That guy is actually an idiot.
To try, really? He's still slotted.
I can't lie. That guy loves his team. On TV, you know you'll be on TV. You're in the stadium. You're getting your wide fronts in front of 20,000-30,000 just to put a man off his penalty. Just to put a man off his penalty.
And I rate it. It doesn't work.
I rate it. It's even cold. It's even -1 degrees. It's even cold. Wide front, so the thing, get me? It's all in the body and that. Restricted.
It's all crazy in the legend.
4-2 though, it didn't work. Justin Kluivert with a hat trick of penalties. Guys, who do you think's in the top 10 for penalties all time in the Prem?
Lampard.
Lampard's in there, I think he's second.
Gerrard.
Gerrard's in there.
De Bruyne.
As in number one.
De Bruyne is not in there. Top 10.
Bruno. Is Bruno there?
No way, he's already there.
Bruno's not there.
Oh.
Yeah. Shearer.
Shearer's top. Like 53 pens.
So Shearer.
Team, you got that?
Shearer, Gerrard, Lampard. Kevin Nolan?
Nope.
Kevin Phillips?
Nope.
Bro, penalties.
Yeah, penalties.
Mark Noble, yeah.
Mark Noble, 100%.
He was taking almost everything for West Ham. Kane.
Harry Kane.
Yeah. Ward-Prowse?
Nope. That's free kicks, fam.
That's what? Anything.
Somebody took one today.
Oh, Salah.
Excellent
Salah,
finish.
Man. Salah.
Mo Salah.
Yeah, Mo Salah.
He's in there.
Who got what?
Got a couple more for me. One's an old school thing.
Matt Letizia.
I was about to say his name, yeah.
Matt Letizia. I'll give you two more.
Cantona?
Nope, I'll give you two more. Super bait ones.
Cole?
Super bait ones.
Super?
Super bait.
What clubs?
Okay, baited and clubs. Bait.
Top four teams?
Baited and bait.
Drogba?
Nope. Gave them all to Lampard, didn't it? Greedy.
Henry?
Really?
Henry even gave penalties away. Henry's a joker, you know. You see in the media, yeah. You see how they be talking about, yo, why did he give the penalty to da-da-da? Henry used to do that. Bears, you know. See how many goals he scored? He's lit, right? Anyways, nope. Who did you just say, Jengi?
Van Persie.
No.
Oh my gosh.
At least, okay, for the last one, at least the team's getting late.
Should be ashamed of yourself, kids.
Oh, Van Nistelrooy.
Ronaldo.
Nope.
Wayne Rooney.
Rooney.
To be fair, it's late, man. I'm not good.
Rooney. Should we wrap it there, guys? That was the Premier League roundup. You stay right there. We're coming back on the other side. We've got some more things to talk about. Got some Kylian Mbappe and all them kind of thing there to talk about. Stay there.
We'll work again.
14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right then, people, what's happening? We're back on the second half of the Bench Podcast today. Happy December, everybody. Pinch Punch. Nah, I'm not going to do that. That's childish, isn't it? Remember Pinch Punch first of the month?
Damn.
Do you remember them things?
Happy birthday. But like, we used a bit of punch on the
birthday beats.
Yeah, that's
just bare knuckle marks on you afterwards. You've been roughed up. You've been put through it. Some people just let out their aggression for no reason.
Yeah, like
you just see someone getting punched up and go, yeah, let me get a little
Yeah.
Them men are devious.
I like demons.
Devious, man. But yeah, man. Obviously, we've done our Premier League roundup for this weekend. Let's get into some other little, you know, little side topics that we thought that we'd react to, a couple of shouts that we've heard throughout the early part of the season anyways. You know, we're not even halfway. It's not even Christmas. We're not even in the new year yet. America. But, you know, people move fast, man. People move fast. They're reactionary and they want to say some stuff. So we're gonna address some stuff, kids. What, should we start with...
Kili?
I think we should start in Madrid, man. Let's go to Spain. Everybody get on the Ryanair. Don't kick the equipment, kids. Everybody get on the Ryanair. It's cool because it's cheap. I know it's Ryanair and the seats are a little bit small and your knees might be knocking the next chair in front of you, but it's only 2 hours. We're up and down. We're going to land in Madrid. We're going to go to the Bernabeu. We're going to sit in the Bernabeu as a family, everyone, pre-game, and we're going to talk about Mbappe. Because I'm seeing clips. Yeah, oh, lighters. Funny you should say that. Because I'm seeing some clips, T. I'm going online. I'm flicking on X. Scrolling. I'm seeing videos of Mbappe's shirt burned on the ground. Burned. I know the Real Madrid. I know the judgy bunch. They're an expectant bunch. Which you can, you know, you can kind of understand if they're the type of institution that is revered, notorious for being relentless winners. Whatever competition that they're in, they expect to win. They're called Real Madrid. That's Royal Madrid. Royal.
It's the pinnacle of football.
They play in the white shirt.
White.
It's white. You know the ones where you have to pronounce the H?
Their credit score is extra green.
Oi, 900.
Zero background checks.
Why are they doing Mbappe like this?
Nah, man? They're doing the right thing.
Oh,
bro, who does he think he is? Does he know where he is? This ain't PSG. This ain't, I can just come at you. Bro, you are the statement signing. You've been teasing it for a while, yes. Right? So time to come and perform. And you know what it is? I'd have some sympathy for you if you were a Ute. Bro, you're 26. I'm sorry. This is not the place you can come in and take your time. You're not allowed to. Anywhere else? Maybe. Here? No, my friend. No. Football's fast, bro. If you can't come in a year, bro, they're talking about second Ancelotti.
Right.
Ancelotti just won the Champions League.
So?
He's just brought this guy in and was talking about, like, nah, you might have to get sacked now. That's what this guy's doing.
What have you done for me lately? This is the kind of...
I said lately. It's been 2 months.
This is the kind of world that we live in. Yeah,
and so he's not
especially having to... Especially as a Real Madrid fan, it could be anybody that gets it, but if you're not performing, you're going to get it and you're going to go.
Let's be real. They shouldn't have got Mbappe. They should have gone and got an actual striker. That's what they should have done.
But why not get Mbappe if he's there to be got?
Because...
And you're Madrid, and that's kind of what you do. That's kind of in your DNA.
I know it's different.
Zidane, CR7,
no, but like, it's
Beckham,
different. It's
all of these top...
It's different.
All
it's different.
Raul, all of it's these different. Top boys go there.
Because they arguably had someone just as good in the same position. In the same position. Do you get what I'm saying? And the problem is with both those players, they're...
Who was as good as Zidane?
No, I'm saying...
In Madrid's midfield?
No, I'm saying for Mbappe. They already had Vinny.
Okay.
And the problem there was, is that both those players... Even if in your mind was like, all right, cool, I'm going to rejig it. They all go down a level in different positions. Like they're all world-class superstars as left wingers. They go anywhere else on the pitch, you're looking at them like, oh, this ain't really for you.
I would ask you what Real Madrid were doing last year, where Vinny wasn't necessarily a left winger. He was more of a forward alongside Rodrigo with Bellingham trailing.
But Bellingham kind of went forward and then they were kind of like inside forwards more.
Okay.
So he played more on the left side. He occupied that space a lot more.
Might be so, but I think even his starting position and places where he was operating just the year before was inside where you would say his best position is.
For me,
that kind of suggests that, right, Ancelotti is willing to, as he's been known for, tinker and move around and try and work it out or leave it to the players essentially, to work it out on the pitch. So... What would make me think that Mbappe coming in would make him say, okay, let me just have it rigid. My man's on the left. My man's here. Like, why would he not try and jig it about and try and give it time to see what kind of
potion
can be made?
I think he is trying to rejig it. And he's saying that, hold on, this Mbappe guy, he's not really helping on this side of the pitch, not doing that well.
Yeah.
Let me try and move someone else there. We're not getting the best out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then add to the fact that Mbappe is just not really... lighting the world up. I wouldn't say he's totally sneaking the gaff out, but he's just not lighting the world up. So now you're thinking, all right, cool. the guy that everyone thought should have won the Ballon d'Or, I essentially have to like kind of drag out of his areas so that this guy can operate more there.
Who's the better left winger?
Talent wise, it's Mbappe. But performing wise over the last year, it's Vinny. And the thing is, especially when you
do you think that's because he had a better team?
Because individually,
I think it's a little bit. It's not chalk and cheese, but individually, Mbappe was clear.
Yeah, but do you not think that like? In the end, right, yeah, football is a team game, isn't it? So you're brought in to make this team win. They essentially had the perfect like formula for them last year.
But then you can still be a better player on a worse team.
No, that's true, but then it's chemistry as well and how things work.
So chemistry.
Yeah.
Right, so it's the same thing as cooking, isn't it?
Yeah, so but maybe...
You know when you put salt in, like you have to stir it, isn't it? And it has to... mix in with everything.
So maybe this
man have just put salt in and expected the gourmet straight away.
Okay. So maybe this ingredient isn't working.
You think it could be spoiling the situation?
Yeah, it is. I think maybe they should have bought someone else. But I think it is what at the same time is. It's one of them ones where I know he's technically not for free, but how do you say no to Mbappe for free?
What are you basing it off?
What do you mean?
It not working for Real Madrid right now. What are you basing it off? Because as it stands, are you basing it off the Champions League?
I'm basing it off.
Or are you basing it off in general?
I'm basing it off the fact that there was talk that when he came in, they were going to be unplayable. That was the mood. Let's not even like hush it.
Okay.
The mood was like raw. We can't let them get him. That's what everyone was saying.
Yeah.
We had a conversation about this. Where I told you, I think there'll be too many cooks in the kitchen. I don't think it's going to work like that. Fortunately,
could be an element in that, but
and at the same time, so I've not watched a lot of Madrid, but when I have watched in Madrid,
interesting and honest of you to say,
yeah, but when I have watched Madrid, granted, it's been hate watching,
yep,
and Mbappe, he has been serving my agenda nicely.
Okay,
I've been watching him and like, yo, this guy, brother, this guy stinks.
Mbappe's got 8 league goals,
good for him,
he's got. One in Champions League.
One.
Off the five, get bro. One. Real Madrid are like 24th in the league. But they got the whole of Real Madrid, not just Mbappe. But the whole of Real Madrid.
But he's got one in Champions League.
He's got one goal.
Oh, brother.
It's not good.
Brother, I watched him against.
He's got 8 in the league in 13.
That's calm. Yeah, that's calm. But he was banging bare goals in the league. Oh, I expected them leagues for him to score.
And if Real Madrid.
It's the same thing, bro.
And if Real Madrid win their game in hand, they go top of La Liga. But they want Ancelotti gone apparently as well, because maybe it might be they're blaming the cook. They might not be blaming the jerk seasoning. They might be blaming the cook.
I mean,
he can't figure it out.
They're burning his jersey. I'm pretty sure they're blaming him. They're doing up streams saying like, why are we getting this guy?
But why is
they're doing up streams?
Okay,
why
but
are we
then there's also talk that Ancelotti is gonna go as well. So, care to comment?
The Ancelotti thing, low key though. Even last year, even though he won the Champions League, they were bubbling. They didn't look like he was playing football. And when we look at how like they were against the big teams, where they were counter attacking it, I kind of understood because even though they won, Madrid, and this is the thing that I think that people don't understand about top big teams. It's not always just about winning; it's how you do it as well. Madrid have an ego, rightfully so, that they shouldn't be going to places and parking the bus.
Would you blame?
Do you get what I'm saying, though?
Let me get the game up, sorry.
So, like, you know when and City basically kept the ball the entire game, as they were going to do because they were a better team. But the Madrid ego is, yo, why are they, why are these wastemans keeping the ball on us?
Would you...
Do you get what I'm saying, yeah?
Say that again, sorry, T.
No, just be able to impose your will on teams. That's what I expect from...
Madrid.
Yeah. Even from Arsenal, like I expect against other teams, but Madrid.
If there is one team that we have to be like, they have the right to be that stuck up. It's them.
Yeah. 100%.
So I can understand from that degree them being like, yo, why are we not doing this to every team? And bear in mind, you look at their team, it's like star-studded as well. Like, you should be doing that.
All right. So the two main suspects. Let me go back to Ancelotti and Mbappe. Is 4-0 against Barcelona at the Bernabeu. Who's that on more? Is it on Mbappe or is that on Ancelotti?
Didn't they have loads of chances that Mbappe squandered in the first half of that game? I remember like they had like
4-0 Barcelona.
That's my question. Didn't he squander a lot of chances, especially in the
first half? He might have, but 4-0 Barcelona at yard.
I'm going to quote something.
Is that acceptable?
I'm going to quote something that Ruben Amorim said, which can be referenced here.
You think that's acceptable?
I can't make the players make the right choices.
You think that's acceptable?
It's unacceptable for both of them, but yeah, it's unacceptable. As a cousin of the Real Madrid fan base, it's unacceptable. But at the same time, if I'm watching this
do
guy,
do you not think
fumble,
he can come good? Because they said the same. They said Modric was the worst transfer that they ever made. He ended up winning a Ballon d'Or, Bayer, Champions League.
I think he was much younger as
They were hating on Benz at one point. They were hating on Benz himself was hating on Vinny, saying, "Yo, who's this guy?
Again,
don't pass
he
to
he
him."
He was a youth, though.
Even I know there's a difference. I know there's a difference that you can draw, but yeah, still at the same time, like he's only ever been in France as well his whole life. Big boy in France, World Cup France. Mm. He's now gone to somewhere new, so he's got that thing as well where he needs to change. Yeah. Like Messi, see when Messi went to PSG, Messi is Messi, but he went to PSG and he done well there. But at the start, it wasn't like Messi. Messi didn't look like himself. It took him a minute.
He didn't really look as though ever throughout his whole tenure.
Obviously, he was getting older, he got better as he got more comfortable there, innit? So do you think there needs to be that time of comfort that's afforded to Mbappe?
Well, no, because in Madrid you don't get comfort and you don't get time.
I think maybe because of who he is and how good he is.
Right, this is the thing.
Might be the caveat.
I think it's two things. I think he should be deserved time because just the idea that of you never get time and like some people can show you that over the time that they are good. I think he is good. I just don't think he's what everyone thinks he is. And I've always maintained that. I don't think he is this. Do you know how in football, when you have the people who are the best in the world, we've had a period of where the best have been so clear. I don't think that there is no gap.
It's unfair. You're doing it again.
Like he's
doing it again.
He might if he is the best in the world, the second best is not far behind. In fact, the second best might just be half a yard away from him. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He's not like so clear of people.
You're doing
Whereas
it again,
back in
man.
The day when they brought the when they brought the man in that they thought, right, this is going to be the guy, the gap was clear.
You're doing it again, kids.
Hey, listen, he's now at that place, though. He's at that place.
You're doing it again. He's gone straight to Cristiano and straight to Messi. And gone, that's it.
Forget Messi. He's at Madrid. So he has to follow in the footsteps of the man in Madrid.
But you're still doing that, though. He's not going to be that.
Now then, there
he's an
go.
Amazing player, but he's not going to be that. And I think you need to accept. Part of your growth would be accepting that.
You're telling me that. They're burning his shirts. You're telling. This is my point. Okay, do you know what I think it is?
No, but
you understand the mindset over there.
No, but I just gave you the example of Modric. Was Modric supposed to come there and be the best thing that they've ever seen in their whole life?
But Modric,
they voted him the worst ever, and he needed time to cook. But so why can't Mbappe be afforded that?
Because Modric
as well?
Didn't make a big meal of coming there, ducking contracts.
It's not whether about
he made a meal of it or not. He did a lot of it.
It's
before.
Not necessarily.
But they were beefing in summers. Their fan base and him of the way that he was speaking about Madrid. They were that was going on. We all saw it the way he spoke about them. For him to come now and put this in, I'm a cousin of Madrid. If I was actually at Madrid, I'd be fuming. Especially,
are Real Madrid. Like, this is what you do. Yeah, like, there was probably a lot of drama about stuff. There was drama about that Figo stuff.
Yeah.
That got presidential,
yeah,
bro.
This is different.
It's only different because it's so present and so the information is so available to us now. Imagine the Figo stuff back in the day.
No.
That would have gone insane.
So what I'm saying is, as a Man United fan, I'm always going to be
Beckham,
judgmental.
I bet there was drama there.
So I'm judgmental of players, no matter who they are, when they come in, because I would always expect more because I was raised on excellence. It might be wrong, but I blame Fergie, okay? He shouldn't have been so excellent for me to now grow up expecting. You know what it's like?
But then
it's like
you
them
can
girls
grow, no,
dads
then you, no, but then you
who
can
treat
grow
them like princesses, so now all they expect is princess treatment.
Okay, so
it's
you've...
Fair enough,
no,
isn't
okay,
it?
So you've...
So
you've,
that's how I've grown up.
The first step to this is identifying what your issue is.
But let me
so
let me let me
now that you know that there's a second, there's another way to do things. Is that not part? No, but no, I know exactly what you're saying. But I'm now saying, is there not a second way to look at these things?
You're asking Madrid, the people who
because they've done it before.
Winning.
They've done it before. I've literally just been for the last Do you want me to say Vinny and Modric again? Yeah. I've given you examples,
but
bro.
They are well, again, but it's completely different.
You're
Vinny
picking
was
holes
youth.
In it now. Yeah. It's essentially 10 years younger than Vinny. Essentially the same thing, bro.
It's not. Vinny was 17 turning 18 when they were mocking him, and Modric was younger. And didn't make a whole big thing about him before he came there, about being the best midfielder in the world, this and that. He's coming from Spurs at the time.
Kizzo, you just said that your whole thing is you come to Real Madrid excellent straight away.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that I've had Fergie, that's how it was, that's how I see it. All of these men, if that was actually what's going to happen or actually what probably will happen in the end, then Modric would have left Madrid instantly. Vinny would have left Madrid. Benz would have left Madrid. There's no Ballon d'Ors. There's no top two shots for any of these guys because they don't have the patience, because the whole thing is win now, because that's what you've heard, seen from them and know from your own club. They all got given time. Why are we not going to think that Mbappe is not going to be given time?
Because the circumstances of him coming are different.
Okay. Fair enough then,
that's
man.
That's what they are.
Fair enough. No. Fair enough.
He's obviously going to get another year.
T, you want to say something? Because I'm ready to move on.
Kiz, I hear... just quickly before we move on, I hear what you're saying, Kiz, but I think, like we already spoke about when we were having that little meeting as well, they've made too much of a financial investment. They're going to have to make it work. Mm. And I saw one thing on X, I don't know...
We didn't even say about the P's either, it's true.
I saw one thing on X as well. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but
shout
it was Ancelotti talking about how, like, oh... Vinny can play through the middle. And it was like...
I've seen that.
What are you talking about?
He's trying to tinker it right, bro.
You know, you can. It's just...
He can't come out and be like, yo, this guy's moving like a voice man. He can't come and say that.
Kiz is being harsh, though. He's definitely being harsh.
I'm being harsh, but am I wrong?
No, bro.
Yeah, you are.
He must have watched him play at Liverpool. I couldn't believe what he was watching.
Should I tell you why you're wrong? Because what you just said there... Nobody, not one manager anywhere will say that about their player in a presser.
So I'm saying, you can't say that.
That's wrong.
So he has to come out and do the whole...
No, but you can't apply the theory based off that because no one would do that.
Listen, all I'm saying is that 26 years old, you're at Real Madrid, you're supposed to be the guy, it's time to be the guy.
I think he's slow cooking. I don't think it's going to be a microwave thing.
Because
you want gourmet, fam. Pay for gourmet. How much did he cost? Man are paying for gourmet. Listen, how much wages are you on?
Yeah.
Endorsements, all these things, sponsorship.
I remember Cristiano's first season there.
See what I'm saying?
It was different.
Yeah, but he's a GOAT, bro.
He used to be men.
He's a GOAT, bro. Come on, man. T, what else are we going to talk about? Because we got so deeply ingrained in this whole... Oh, Ancelotti. Do you think he's going to go? Do you think he should go?
I don't think he should go, but he's going to get sacked, yeah.
Who would they get?
Well, I don't know because they could still win the league. But then, you know what they might just do? They might just tell them, like, yo, this is the last year.
Like, bro, you know them ones where winning the league, like, it's not enough.
I think
Real Madrid are deep like that. Yeah. Winning the league is not enough.
I think it depends on how they exit the Champions League. Like, if they got to the knockout
They're in run, trouble.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. It is what's happening there.
They might Especially still cut them. Through, but they're in trouble.
Yeah, but, like, for them to have to go through the playoffs... It's unacceptable. They should be top three every single
year. It's embarrassing,
isn't
it?
I'm saying. So that's the kind of entitlement that they deserve as well.
I hear you, man.
Royalty, innit?
All right then, kids, man. That was a good chat, man. Yeah. There was one thing else that we was going to talk about before we wrap
it.
So,
if Slot wins the title...
Oh, okay. He wants to do Arsenal. Go on.
Does it not look
get
bad
your
on
kicks
Arteta?
In, fam. Expand further. Why would you say that? Do you think it does?
I think it does a little bit.
Okay, go on. Why?
Not enough to be like, yeah, okay, man, not that. But I think it does look bad, the fact that someone comes into a team that finished below Arteta.
Mm-hmm.
That this year, before ball was kicked, we were like, all right, if they can just get where they were last year, that'd be a good season. To now be in a position where the league could be wrapped up so much earlier,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
having known that you might have spent more money as well in the summer and he didn't, like, this whole scenario doesn't look good on Arteta.
Okay. Interesting. What was it you said about the end of the season, look into the next season, if conditional?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
we had a little bit of a condition at the start of the season. We had quite a tough schedule. We had key injuries out, and it kind of hampered our performance, and it hampered the way that we started the game. Or started the season, sorry. It's not like we crumbled. We had a little tough time, but we still went there without, let's say, Odegaard, for example. We still beat Tottenham. We still took points off of City where we should have beat them. Maybe we would have beat them if we had Odegaard. Could have beat Liverpool again, same thing, if we had Odegaard and a couple other players that were injured didn't drop out mid. Like, there's been some things that are out of your control, because everything, I feel like everything that Arteta can control, he pretty much has done, apart from some certain things at some certain moments in a season. Like, 95% of the thing was completely controlled. Like, we see he comes from Pep. He comes from that thing of, yo, I need complete control of all scenarios and everything and output and all of these things. And it has, but unfortunately, there's maybe only one team that's shown that you can win a league that way. Every other team, even all the great teams, Man United,
you adapt.
You either adapt or you have a little bit of, no, but you have a little bit of luck, a little bit of something that goes your way at the right time that kind of tilts the scales in your favour. I don't think Arteta's had that coming up against City. And Liverpool were in the title race last year. They fell short. They were the third horse. They were the small horse. But they were in it. They had a squad good enough with players that are still mainly there. And players that they brought last year in Szoboszlai, in McAllister, in Nunes, that, okay, maybe he was bought the season before, but they're still kind of growing and still have a little bit more output to give. Gravenberch as well.
Yeah, we were writing him off, though.
We've written him off. He's moving mad.
I'm saying Slot came in and...
It's great timing. It's great timing and great conditioning. Do you know what I mean? We've had injuries and we've kind of lacked a little bit, and they've had a good team that has been left. Obviously, the manager has all that influence, I know, but he left, whoever was left, with a good team, with new players that are coming in and growing into the team a little bit more. We're seeing it now.
Without buying anyone,
but even still, like, the fact that some of those new players are a year in now, and you've got man like Gravenberch that come in as new players, like, it's a great situation to walk into. That's all I'm saying is he had a little bit of luck with his timing, and we might not have had the same luck with our timing right now. That's literally it.
Come on, my friend. It does look a little bit bad. I'm not saying it's like,
oh, I would. I'm not saying he's out. I'm just saying it does look bad. That's not what I'm saying either. Because I'm not on a thing of, yo, just because it looks bad, it means that he should go. But, yeah, but that would follow into that insinuation in the future. I'm just saying that I'm not too mad. It is annoying, but I get it. Like, I understand the context of it. That's all I'm saying.
Kiz, can I just... Sorry to cut you, bro. Can I just say as well, like, I think the fact that he's come into this Liverpool team and he hasn't purchased any players, or he hasn't felt the need to do major construction to the squad, kind of tells you everything, really.
And they're 9 points clear right now.
It tells me that he's a great coach.
No, I hear that. And I kind of agree, but I'd also like to, like, you're using Arteta as the example. He had to come in and completely reconstruct the squad. He came in knowing that, okay, I'm getting this squad from Klopp. This is how they play. They've got a superstar in Salah. They've got Van Dijk. They've got Alisson. They've got all these players. So really, like, obviously, I rate him for the philosophy that he's brought in. Yeah. I rate that he's brought in his own philosophy. But at the same time, like, having these kind of players that can adapt, that have already... you know, have already won the league, it helps. That's different, a huge help.
Points. Of course, what I'm saying is that it's not, like, if Arteta was year two and he's year one, then still have that whole thing of, yeah, he's reconstructing. Arteta's come off 2 years of going for the title. So it's now his third year going for the title. So it's not like to say that, like, I feel like that becomes irrelevant almost now, because he's in his third year of chasing the title. If it was his first year this year of chasing his title, then to a degree I can understand, but it's his third year, so this squad has already been in a position where it can fight for a title.
They haven't won it yet, though.
No, I understand, but
so have Liverpool.
But they've been fighting for that title.
Mm. So have Liverpool. So
what I'm saying is
they
that
did,
like,
last year.
But what I'm saying is that, like, it negates the having to reconstruct, because they've already been fighting for the title. They've not been in the rebuilding phase. They've been in the fighting for the title phase. So that he comes in his first year and goes, all right, we win. Do you get what I'm saying?
I was speaking to you guys in pre-production as well about Fort Park. So Arteta was in the long line and Slot has essentially got the fast track. Slot might get on that ride before Arteta.
Yeah, certain man are just... I've got that, innit? He sweet-talked the... What do you call it?
It's great timing. I think it's great timing for Slot, man. I honestly thought that they wouldn't be as good as they were and they probably finish like third or... Do you know what I mean? But like he's come in and like we can see his... We can see his influence. They're moving warm, but like the timing of it is great.
I do think you're protecting your boy a bit too much here. You have to say that like, yo... To a point,
it's annoying, but like, so okay, it's annoying. So then what?
So I'm not,
get him out.
No, I didn't say
it's
that.
It's weird that, that's weird though, because yeah, people weird. Are that's on weird. That's weird, weird bro. That I'm not gonna
weird.
Lie to you.
That's weird, but I do think you can be like, yo, that was unacceptable. You can say that to him.
Unacceptable, like because it would be acceptable if you understood it.
No. It's not.
But if you're not trying to understand it, I get it. It's unacceptable.
But do you know what it is again? I think it's our mentalities are different.
It's not about different men. It's just timing, bro.
I was raised...
But you know...
Like, yo, win. So I'm looking at it like...
But deep down, you can see... Deep down, you can see what it is.
No, I disagree with you. I'm trying to say...
Also, it's like 13 games gone in the season. You're going off the premise that it's done for... Do you understand? It might not be done, bro.
If it ends in them winning, it's unacceptable because... The only way I would allow him is even if this year Pep won, I'd be like, yo, generational manager, generational team. If you lose up to them for the third time, it is what it is, isn't it? Because they're that good. But the fact that I'm like, yo, they're not even going to be involved in it and you still don't win, I'd be like, yo, that's not good enough.
Either way, yeah. Even if I really want to win the Prem, because the Prem is the bread and butter. Like, Champions League is a luxury. FA Cup is nice, but for me, Prem is the hardest one to win. It's the bread and butter.
I mean, whatever.
But no, for me, there's three times the games. Like, let's not get into it too much. Prem is bread and butter. I want Prem in it. Yeah. But if we don't win, and if, let's say, we ended up with a trophy at the end of the season, I think I'd be calm with it.
What was a domestic trophy?
I think I'd be calm with it. We want a trophy. We want the big one. But we want to see a trophy at the end of the season. I feel like those two things are
I'll be
independent, but they're still expectations. We want to see a trophy.
I think maybe because I feel like you guys really like Arteta, you're cutting him some slack. If I was in your position, let's just say I like Amorim. So let's just say Amorim had done what you might have done, right? And we're in this position now, 3 years down the line.
You know, on FIFA, when you get the... No, go on. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not going to cut you.
So we're in the exact same position as you. We lost, you know, twice to whoever, I think. And this year now, if you're telling me all he's going to bring me back is a domestic trophy, I'd be pissed.
Well, I think this is the one bit where I do disagree with Charles, because I said it at the start of the season. I need a trophy, and it has to be one of the two. It's not going to be one of those two. Yeah, I mean, if Liverpool end up winning it, yeah, I'm going to be mad. I am going to be mad because... You know, I feel like he could have done certain things to negate it, but obviously it is what it is.
And the reason why I bring this up is I think football is a cruel game. I think if it can be a beginning of something negative as well, in the sense of, so let's say this year he doesn't win one of the big two, it then starts the conversation of like, all right, you're on the clock now. Do you get what I'm saying?
Let me just see.
Because if I was Arsenal, I'd be looking at it now like, okay, end of the season, you didn't win any of the big two. You'd be like, all right, we'd be 5-6 years deep. You haven't delivered yet.
We've lost two games this year.
But we're not talking about that. What I'm saying is that...
I'm just deepening. No,
I'm saying at the end of the year, you don't finish with a big two. Let's say Liverpool finish with one of the big two at least.
No, them ones on FIFA where you got the targets.
Conversation of like, yo, is this guy good enough?
Know them ones on FIFA when you got the targets for the start of the season. And they say like, oh, win league or Champions League, win domestic trophy. You know when you're banging it like, cool, you just win all the trophies now. We didn't take the top one, but if we take the second one, it kind of feeds them a little bit more time.
I think you then look to the mentality of a club. That's what I would look at. As in, so I'm saying if I was in your position, I'd then be looking to the mentality, be like, yo. Oh, we just
but it's not that. it's not like we're not trying.
I get that. No.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like we literally didn't take them to the last day last year.
You gotta then look at it as the personnel above, innit? and he's looking at him, he's like, all right, cool, I fed you X amount of money, it's been X amount of time.
Have City spent more?
Yeah, but they're fumbling, they're gone. So I'm saying, they're not even in the...
No, but they're the ones that beat us.
That's what my point is. Like, if they're not here now, it should be you.
There's no divine right, and Liverpool were right there, and they've actually won a league in this guy's tenure with some of them same guys that are still playing in that team.
This is my point. As the sporting director, do you sit there and go, 5-6 years deep, I'm going to allow it, and I'm like, nah, this is a problem. Something has to change.
Who'd you get? Because there's...
Who knows by then what
There's always this talk that, like... So who would you get then? If Emery's... And if Emery, bloody hell, we'll talk about him, like I said. I said bloody hell. If Arteta's not the guy, then who is, like... Who's out there?
That's why the man get paid that money to go find that, isn't it?
So I'm saying, nobody ever has an answer for that.
Yeah, but, like, just because you don't know who the next guy is doesn't mean that the guy right now is, you know...
I mean, surely you need a backup. I mean,
that the people right now are good for them. But
I mean, surely
they don't know the next person, do they?
I mean, surely if you want to blow something up, like whatever it is, a relationship, a job, a football team, surely you have a backup plan in mind you then break it off. You don't just snap the whole thing and go okay, I'll figure it out later. Surely there's a backup plan.
That's not really snapping the whole thing. Maybe I think the nowadays the way that football is structured, the idea is that the manager should be interchangeable.
I think that guy is too good and too young of a coach for us to snap it straight away. I think he's good, bro.
No, he's good, but too good?
I think, bro, at this stage...
Really done anything too good.
Wait until he does win something.
Yeah, but how long does that keep waiting? It's, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, let's not turn this into an Arsenal convo,
though. It kind of is an Arsenal convo, to be fair.
Do you know how it ends, though, if your boy just wins something?
Bro, literally, he has won something.
I've not tried, you know what I'm saying? Not like, you know, defend your way to an FA Cup.
FA Cup is good, man.
But like the manner in which he won it is completely different.
We beat Chelsea. Right. Bop them.
Yeah, I see you.
Bop them.
Villa and thingy.
Nah, we're gonna call that a wrap.
I mean, like Kizza said in the first segment, innit? He was saying that by January, Villa are still moving how they're moving, then Emery might get sacked, and then we can have that conversation. I'll be ready for that conversation, man. I'll be there with my feet up, with my slippers. Yeah? Still fat off the Christmas turkey. Yeah, the Christmas turkey with the jollof is going to go hard, T. It's going to go hard this year, man. I'm trying to go to one more game before Christmas. I might go Man United. I'm thinking about it. But I'm definitely going Palace in the quarterfinal of the League Cup. I'm definitely going. Eze's back. Should be good. Should be all right. Midweek one. But yeah, that might be the last time that I'm going to the Arsenal before the year wraps up. And then, yeah, we'll get back to it in January. I want to go Girona, maybe. I might do another away day, man. I caught the bug. Kids, you want to go see them leaky roofs and them dead rats under the seats in Man United?
Nah, not really.
I can get you a ticket, fam.
I'm all right.
No guy that works at Adidas, innit? Can boss you. Go see the dead rat. All
right, come on. Cheep,
Kids has dropped the mic, man. What if I want to carry on talking? I'm joking. Relax, man. Kids is stamping on the floor. All right. We'll wrap it up, though. Guys, if you're listening on all the DSPs, we're talking X, we're talking TikTok, we're talking Instagram. Follow us, please, at BenchPodUK. That's BenchPodUK. Like, share, subscribe. You know the vibes, man. We're going to get Kids coming back next week in a little bit of a better mood. He's all stamping his feet and that he wants to go home. Oh, I want to go to bed.
Yeah, bro, it's 10 o'clock. Why are we still here?
Sky Skitty's on his Kanye vibe, you know, just screaming up. T's been in the back. Thank you, T. You guys have heard his voice. I didn't intro him. Don't worry, T, I got you. I'm just writing some new lines for you now. I feel like you need some new material, man. And guys, yeah, from myself, Charles, from T, from Kiz, we have been The Bench Podcast, episode 140. We are over and out.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.